Hey, everybody, this is Ray Gage, one half of the Truth Brothers, wishing to give out our heartfelt condolences to the people of Newtown, Connecticut. Our hearts are with you, and welcome to the best of Truth Brothers Radio.
Some of it you're gonna like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is Truth TV. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It is time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm logging into the chat room as we speak on blogtalkradio.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
All right.
So how was everybody's week?
My week was all right. I cannot complain at all. Blessings.
Fair to Midland.
All right. Yeah.
Got
my car fixed. I don't have to ride the bus, thank God.
You know.
Woo! At least that's one of us.
We are paying to ride the bus nowadays.
Okay.
Oh, don't talk to me about buses, Jack.
What happened?
Oh, we all know what happened.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought we was talking personally. Okay.
I got accosted this morning by my drivers.
There you go.
About what we're going to talk about during the terrible, terrible, god awful.
Yeah. I don't even. Real quick, I say we just stop calling them uppercuts and just call it getting the artist.
That's the poop pop.
Because we just catching that huge. But anyway, we got to before we jump into that. Second hour will be. Talking about the debate recap, so we'll definitely get into that during our second hour of Truth Brothers Radio. But before we do that, we got a few people we got to say what's up to and holler at, rather. Got to say what's up to Sosa, Marvin, Corey, man. Get with my boys. We went out, watched the Silver fight. Silver won again, so, another shout-out to Anderson Silver, black man undefeated, doing his thing. Got to shout-out Sidney Johnson, Adam Brown, J.L. Woodson came to town, left yesterday, man. It was good seeing you, bro. Glad you was here.
As soon as he hit the airport, he won another award.
I know, right? They had it waiting on him there. Like, hey, man, we got you your touching down award. We appreciate it. Gotta, tell everybody, B. Cole's Sweetest Day comedy show will be October 21st. And tickets are actually free now. If you go to ChicagoComedyJam.com and enter the promo code BCOLE, you can get free tickets to the comedy show. So everybody log on to ChicagoComedyJam.com and enter the promotional code BCOLE. Get you some free tickets on your Sweetest Day. Take your girl out. I think she's supposed to take you out. But either way, it don't matter.
That died a long time
ago. Yeah, you paying
that didn't make it out of the first year.
Well, that is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies, but it is.
Yeah.
Got to holler at Nisha Williams, Don Marie, Sharon Thomas, Heather Peace, Kim Fair McNeely, Maya Hawkins, and to Brother Justice. Got to shout them out. All right, now on to DJ's B-Days. October 9th, Sade Henderson and Calvin Martin. We said that again. Happy birthday to you guys. October 10th, Jessica Asset and Shay O'God. That's the person's name. Do with it what you will. And also, Anuma Moore. October 12th was Thomas Rembley and Dion Reed Patrick. Happy birthday to y'all. October 13th, Sabelle Adele, Nicole Batty, and Love Oneness. Do with that what you will. October 14th, Mike Larry. October 15th was Regina Ross. And happy birthday to Usher Raymond. Ursha. Y'all know him.
Yeah, I got it. Also, happy birthday to my cousin, Natalie Humes Cableton.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, cuz.
Yeah, you know, I wish if it was on my list, I'd say that. I put it out there. Okay. And shout out, yeah, let's say happy birthday to Ursha, man. Best birthday present you can get is a divorce.
There you go.
Go ahead.
And we see Drea is into the building. Hot Topics is into the building. What's up,
everybody?
Yep.
If only I could get in there.
Yeah, then you'll get the pass to get in soon.
Don't get an uppercut now, playing around in that chat
room.
No,
we don't play them type of games.
Don't play.
I'm well equipped to handle it. Right?
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, everybody's been waiting for it. This is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by that new NBC series, CSI Replacement Refs. Good cops, bad calls.
All right. And also by Artists Use Transportation. Pay your fare, sit down, or you're going to jail now.
All right. Anyway, so that being the case, I'm going to read the story. I'm sure everybody saw the video by now. So let Devon go ahead and delve into this story real fast. Cleveland bus driver. Can we at least let me try to get through this?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I got you.
Every week for the past 47 weeks.
I'm going to have a hard enough time.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have a hard enough time trying to keep a straight face and not give my chin check during this whole story. So let's do it. Cleveland bus driver uppercut. Man who punched girl claims self-defense.
You're damn right.
Okay. The Cleveland bus driver.
You
want to
act like a man? I'm going to treat you like a man.
Yeah, I'm sure. There you go.
You got me messed up, dude.
Oh, where's the Ben game?
Oh.
The Cleveland bus driver who delivered an uppercut punch to a... This is going to be hard enough getting through this, man. Okay, here we go.
Oh, all right. You can...
Yeah, yeah. Stop, you can... All them... remember when he did the kick?
Oh, you can...
He got behind her. It was E. Honda versus Chung Lee.
And who was the chick that had the super kick? The fast...
Chung Lee?
Yeah,
she lost.
Chung Lee versus Ryu. Fight.
Street fighter.
Yep. Anyway, the Cleveland bus driver who delivered an uppercut punch to a female passenger is defending himself by saying that she actually tried to hit him first, according to the police report. The driver who got into the heated argument has now been identified as 59-year-old Artis Hughes, and the woman is identified as 25-year-old Shadell N. Lane. 59 with a hell of an uppercut, just saying. Hughes has worked for 22 years at the Regional Transit Authority in Cleveland, is being suspended pending an investigation of the altercation, a RTA spokesman told the Cleveland Plan Dealer. RTA officials believe that incident happened on September 8th. A police report obtained by the Plain Dealer. The Plain Dealer, I guess. The flight.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a newspaper.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. The fight started when Lane boarded the bus, claiming that she couldn't pay the bus fare because she forgot her backpack. She
didn't get off the bus.
No, sir. You're going to take me to work. She then asked Hughes, are you putting me off the bus? And is this how you treat people in Cleveland?
I thought this was a transportation company. Was this in America? Transportation.
I thought this was America. Lane then paid her but the tragic part hasn't
that
hit
ain't.
Yet. Lane then paid her fare, but she called the driver the B word. That's when the argument escalated. Hughes told the officer that Lane allegedly kept cursing at him then and then proceeded to grab his throat, spit in his face, and strike him with her fist, according to the police report. Then Hughes allegedly reached for his cell phone, but Lane knocked it out of his hands.
Yep.
Hughes pushed her back, according to the report, until the police could arrive. Lane spoke to Fox News later saying that she felt like she was on Mortal Kombat. Whoopsie. Do you remember that?
Yep.
That's all happened. video, that too.
Sorry,
the video of the encounter was first person on the worldwide worldstarhiphop.com on Friday and has since gone viral, racking up at least a few million views throughout YouTube. In the video, the bus driver and the woman are seen fighting. Lane is then seen touching the bus driver, who then stands up and yells to Lane, "You going to jail now?" Without warning, Hughes delivered a big uppercut punch to Lane, who falls backwards. Other passengers tell Hughes that he struck a female. The driver then yells, "She wanted to be a man. I'm going to treat her like a man."
Yep. So when she slaps the phone out his hand, because he went to call the police to have her escorted off the bus per his job.
Lane tries.
And she takes his Galaxy S and slaps it on the ground, right?
Yep.
And that's when it just hit.
That's all I can stand. I can't stand this no more.
There you go. He grabbed his.
But did he have to knock her ponytail off? I mean, it was just all synonymous. Everything just
oh, this is pretty much over. We ain't got to go back to that.
When the power hits you, when he summoned up all that power,
he lifted his sword to the air and said, "I have the power." And
I have the power. Nothing, my man, straight.
Yeah.
It's up the punch.
Don't like these passengers when they on the bus. I'm smoking the artist, man. But
with the Airbus.
We got to take a break. We got to catch our breath.
Woo, yes, sir.
We're going to get this break out the way, and then our 773, we see you. We'll get to you when we come back from this break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Nice. Get
those people going.
There must be some kind of way out.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of Truth Brothers Radio, taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace.
Calm down the tensions
bus,
because boy, they get hot
now.
You know what? No, we got someone's been waiting a long time. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump to 773. You are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello.
773.
Say the second part.
All right.
Yeah, maybe they just want to.
They just
listen.
Yeah, but they had the hand up. But that's cool. No problem.
That's all good. 773.
Yeah. The next three numbers might get it. But anyway. My only question is, bro, and this has been on my mind, like,
right.
And everybody has,
you got it.
Everybody is sitting there just blaming this bus driver for just lifting this girl to a higher spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I had this debate the entire weekend with everybody I came across, and almost everybody, and I'm sorry. She knocked at that door.
She spit on him. Yeah. I beat the brakes off her ass, too.
And you know what got me, though? This was before I even found out she spit on a dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I found out, when I saw it, I'm like, okay, well, you can't. This is the problem that I think a lot of us have.
Red ass.
Because, one, you played the cards, and you thought the cards was going to work in your favor.
Because they've worked in her favor for so long. I'm going to push a dude. He's not
right.
Going to do nothing.
And that's a problem. One, you thought this dude was not going to hit you for three different reasons. And I had to clarify this with a bunch of people. It's three reasons that woman got uppercutted, and there's three reasons why she thought it was going to work in her favor.
Take your time.
Okay. First reason she thought it was going to work in her favor was because I'm a woman, he's a man, he's not going to hit me. No, that's not how it worked out in your favor the first time. The second reason, he's at his job at the RTA Center. Hey, whatever. There you go. That's not going to work in your favor, too. You just assume, oh, he's at work, I could do this, and blah, 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 blah. No. The third reason you thought this dude was not going to uppercut you was because he was on his job and he was in front of a lot of people. No, ma'am.
You want to act like a man?
Yes.
I'm going to treat you like a man.
Man, dude, and I'm sorry, man, you went most a lot of times, man, I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can right now, because in my world she was just wrong. You don't put your hands on the man. I'm sorry, ladies, you should not do that because you shouldn't do that because not every man has that self control where he can say, okay, I'm not going to put my hands on you. Now, granted, there are occasions where you have to defend yourself.
No doubt.
That wasn't one.
No doubt. 818-514-1202. Call in. Look.
The problem is that she continued to, even though she kept talking smack to him, he still, you know, yeah, he got back with her verbally, but he's still driving around. He's not paying attention to her. He blew it off as long as he could. When you cross that threshold, now you opened up a whole other can of worms. To put your hands on me is one thing, but then you're going to spit at me?
Then you spit, right.
Number one, she rides that bus to go to work, so he probably knows how she plays this game.
Right, and he's been 22 years with the bus company, so he knows when someone's trying to milk a ride on the bus.
Exactly.
And he gave her three opportunities to get off. You don't have your money.
Because
get off the bus.
So what are you japping? Right, so why are you japping out? We know how this goes. You always looking for it. You're going to wait till I drive three quarters of the way to your job, and then it's time for you to get off. Now you don't care.
Right, and instead of getting into an argument with him, you would have been better off saying, "Look, you know what? I forgot my wallet. Can you give me a little bit of a break today, please?
Right.
I ride the bus with you all the time. Could you cut me a little slack?"
And
you didn't go that way. You went to try to play the dozens with him, and old man knew how to play.
Right.
And how about none of your friends didn't even say, "Here, look, here, just give him this."
I don't think she had.
Pay me back
later. I don't think she had anybody on the bus.
Well, no, someone
then,
knew her.
Somebody knew her.
See, the person on that was sitting down. The girl that was recording that joint was on the phone with somebody else. From what I went back to review on,
right.
The person that I think we all talking about, she didn't know her. She wasn't a friend of hers.
She knew her name. She called her and said, "What's her Nikila, whatever her name was, is on the bus acting a fool."
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, she was like, "I don't know this chick," or whatever the case may be, because when the girl got uppercutted,
right.
If that's your buddy, first you going, "Hey, dude, what are you doing?" But like you were saying, the dude stopped three times to let her off. This is what a lot of people, I don't know if you've seen the actual full clip, but he stopped three times to allow this woman to get off the bus before anything escalated. He was like, "Look, you don't have no money. First stop. You don't have it. Get off the bus. Second stop. Third stop." And now you mad because, and then you was roasting them. And the only reason,
smack,
the only reason you put your hands on them is because everybody else laughed at you.
Yep.
So your feelings are hurt.
Yep.
Your pride is shot. And now you want to get mad at the old man who you thought was an old man, but damn it, when he stood up, he had Mississippi arms. And when he lifted you off your feet,
rough down south,
He dug from Tuscola.
When he went with the, you're going to jail now. That was the distraction point.
Yeah.
He threw them out there and she's distracted. I'm going to jail. And she didn't know he was sizing her up. But then the last one, you're going to the moon. You're going to jail.
And I'm sorry. In this case, people, I know a lot of people that we were talking to on Facebook and then all over the other social medias that we're on.
Ernie Shavers.
Yeah. And all the other social medias that we on, man, I'm sorry. In my personal opinion, you asked for this.
Yep.
You cannot sit on set.
When he got up out the seat, she sat there. Come on, knucker. Come on, okay. You knocking on the door. You opened up the ring.
Yeah.
818-514-1202. How y'all feeling about this?
This
was the main topic of conversation at work at my job today. I work for a school bus company, and shout out to my employees if they're listening. But
that's what it was.
You know, they were asking, you tell me how to deal with this situation if this happens. And, you know, I went through the PC steps knowing how long, like, I'd have beat the brakes off her. I mean, and I'm being nice because we're on the air. But we got a caller.
Yeah. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Tony.
Family.
Hey, how you been?
Hey.
Is that you?
It's me. I'm so sorry I haven't been able to listen in. It has been crazy for me. But I couldn't miss this one because I knew you guys were going to talk about this video.
How could we not?
There you go. So do you keep a can of spinach in your pocket for moments like this?
Oh, dear God. Spinach and a jackhammer. But you know what? I do agree, partly, that there are certain situations you just cannot go with. You just can't. And one, I just truly believe that you don't put your hands on another human being. That's first off.
Yep.
Secondly, I don't believe that a woman should put herself in a position with a man in that instance, because you can only push a man so far before he is going to react. So I agree with that. I didn't know that she actually spat on him. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found out today.
Yeah, that's the most despicable thing you could do to another human being. It is the most disgusting act that anyone can do. So rightly, I would have clocked her myself.
Yeah.
But I worked for public transportation for many years here in California. What did concern me, because I didn't see in the video and I didn't get any other information problems because I wasn't looking for it, but I didn't know if he had contacted his bus base radio in. He did?
No, I was curious about that as well because I was, you know, my drivers and I were having the conversation this morning, they were saying, you know, suppose you tell me how we should handle something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the motions. I said, yeah, you will secure your bus, and then you should, you know, contact your dispatcher so they can send the police over to you.
I got time.
You know, and if she, well, you know, just the PC answer I'm supposed to give per my employer. That's what I'm supposed to tell you. But when he takes over, hey, there's, you know.
That's something else. And then, you know what, and the good thing is that like most bus companies and public transit systems here in California, but I think nationwide, a lot of these transit agencies are equipping their buses with onboard camera systems.
Yep.
So the only thing that would be his saving grace is when they go back and review the camera, because if she had become a threat to the overall transportation system itself, and if she was then a threat to the motor vehicleists that are in their surrounding areas that are surrounding that bus, as long as it's moving, then she can face charges. Now, whether or not the driver would be let go or put on probation is another story, because a lot of those buses now, especially in public transportation, they are equipped with on-camera or onboard cameras. So
right.
That would be the only saving grace that he would have, is that they indicate that, you know, everything that was done was under, you know, he was under duress. He felt that the onboard passengers were at risk, and then there was a justification because he feared for his life. That would be the only way that, one, he would not be, you know, brought up on charges from the company itself, as well as face charges criminally.
And, you know, the fact that she, when she struck him, and when she pushed and struck and spit on him,
he
was driving the bus. The bus was in
right. Oh. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. But see, I didn't realize she spit on him. But yeah, I would have parked that big old bitch and I would have wore her out.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah.
And did y'all see her in that interview, though, afterwards?
Yes.
With Asian correspondent Trisha Takanawa? Like, they were sitting down having their whole little conversation.
Just wrong. That was so one sided and
well, she was a terrible reporter. She was awful.
When she asked the question,
you know, you were one of the recipients of one of the most devastating uppercuts in history.
What
wow. kind of question is that?
It's a real one. Look,
I
couldn't have interviewed her. Like, I would have sat there and said, look, I've seen Tyson, I've seen Roy Jones Jr., Floyd, Anderson Silva. His punch beat them all. That was incredible. How did you take that? Like, that, Devine interviewing that woman? Oh, no, that wouldn't have went well at all.
Ken Clark couldn't have did it.
Oh, Ken Clark could not have did
that
interview.
Oh, that means it's going to happen.
Oh, it's
so what
happen.
What was her explanation, I mean,
she
as
not
to...
anything.
No, she had said that... First, the last part of what she said was when the reporter asked her, did you attack him first or did you do anything to him? She was like, see, that's why I'd rather just wait till my lawyers take care of this. But
no.
Asked,
was
oh, girl had
terrible.
An answer.
That's right.
She was like, my jaw still hurts. I mean, how could you hit a woman that hard? Like. Would you expect him? You was expecting him
you
to lighten up on it.
You was calling for the mama and the grandmama and his mammy and everybody.
But he knocked sense into her because all them words just didn't make it to that interview.
But did everybody else think she was an actual kid? She looked like a teenager.
She
was a teenager.
Yeah. Then when I found out she was 25. Oh no. Now let me tell you what I did the whole time I was watching it anyway. First off, I didn't know dude was 60. Let's just get that first. He's 60 with a hell of an uppercut. Let's just say that out. He was one of them, like, I'm gonna be honest. I saw the video and I was like, ooh, if I was there, I would have, like, you ever put yourself in a person that's getting hit shoes? Like, that's what
clicked.
Like, there's nothing against my manhood. 100% my man here. And
you know what? I was wrong about this.
Yeah.
Let me give some. Can someone lend me $2? Like, I'm a little mad at the people on the bus too. If you've seen all this going on, why don't you just pay a fare? Or why don't y'all just ask her? Look, you get off. You're endangering us. By distracting him.
No, because it was too funny. The whole setup, you know, people like to be entertained.
There you go.
This is
why
we're
Two Brothers Radio.
But then they got righteous after he gave her the 1-2, and then it was like, wait a minute. That's not fair. She's a woman. That's a female.
They
should have said
the
that.
The impact of her being.
Not the dude on the back
one
of the bus.
Is the moment of impact when the fist hit jaw. Ponytail hit feet as ooh, oh, the back of her head.
He did knock her horse hair off, didn't he?
I had to watch this at least 30, I think Ray and I watched this 30, 40 times yesterday. It just
it tickles
at
you there.
Oh,
wow.
My God. She's so
well, you know what's interesting, though, is I, you know, because it's interesting that Candace would say, you know, that people want to be entertained, but I find it also interesting that no one really took into consideration their safety on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. They weren't worried about that. And the moment he applied those air brakes, it's all right.
You go
out.
But on that note, we'll be right back. We got to take a break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Are we taking a break?
Yeah, we're taking a break.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
We've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. You've been married a long time. But she's not the same fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John, this is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. All punches aside. So, yeah, so it's just terrible to me. It's just damn terrible. You put a lot of people in charge. And it's just a shame. It's the ultimate knuckle moment. It is the ultimate knuckle moment. And again, Stinkmeaner called for it. Then when Stinkmeaner get what Stinkmeaner asked for, you're the villain.
And not just that, man. I was waiting to hear from a few people that was supposed to say their piece, because I wanted to know, why do they feel that the woman was in the right? Why do they feel that this woman
can get on the bus with no money?
I mean,
people actually thought she was in the right, they just felt like she got hit because she was a female.
They thought that the people that I talked to basically said that, regardless of the situation, he's wrong for hitting her. That's all they kept saying, regardless of whatever it is.
Because she's a female.
Basically.
So she spit on him and punched him.
I was like, okay, if that was a female driver and this exact same thing happened, would the female driver be wrong?
Uh-huh.
They said no. So I'm saying you're basing everything off gender. They said the power imbalance
between the two genders.
But I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that girl based her thing on that dude was 60 years old, and she thought that she was 25 and can handle him.
I can.
But the power of OC, like my man said the other day. See, you're P90X strong. He's old man strong.
Old strong.
Wait, what was that SpongeBob episode with SpongeBob?
Muscle arm.
Yes.
Anchor arm.
She came in there
with anchor arm.
And you get what you ask. So for anybody, I'm sorry, this is just Devon's humble opinion again. For anybody that believes that this woman did not get the uppercut that she deserves, you're wrong. She got that, and he threw her off the bus, which he tried to do.
But
then he was nice, got her stuff, and threw it off the bus. And there you go. What else can you ask?
One thing he probably should have done was secure the bus, open up one of the windows,
I'd have threw her stuff out at the next stop.
I'd have uppercut it, bam, Yeah, there you go. Well, and I don't
then,
know if I'd
upgrade.
And
then, she got the nerve to sit there laying on the ground. You got me effed up. You got yourself effed up.
And she said that. All right, she's sitting
you
on
yourself.
The floor. You got me messed up. No, baby.
You got
your own.
818-514-1203.
Treat her like a man. Well, there you have it.
So anybody who feels that it's just there's no circumstance ever for a man to hit a woman, 818-514-1202. We definitely want to hear someone's opinion on that.
You know what?
Because I don't believe in hitting women.
I don't believe in it either. But I'm gonna tell
you something.
You
don't believe in hitting women, Kevin?
No. I'm saying a man hitting a woman because of the power imbalance. I do know women antagonize you and push you to that point, but you more or less should be able to walk away from it. But when you spit on me, I'm sorry.
I know women that can hit like dudes. I've been on the receiving end of a woman's punch that I almost forgot who they were for a split second, but that control in me allowed me to move up.
Yeah. So you took one.
I took one. And it's just for that split second. Now what you gonna do? Nothing. And it's after you hit me, and then you talk stuff behind it.
Yeah.
It's that you ain't gonna do it because you know what dudes will do it. And then again, you know. Correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, and anybody who's listening. Like you said, 818-514-1202. Are there any women that know that dudes will hit you back and you will hit them as quick as you will hit a dude that you know won't hit you back?
Wait, say that one more. What?
Are there any women who have a dude or know a guy that you're with or whatever, you know if you put your hands on him, he'd go prison Mike on you? Bert, are there any women who would still hit that dude as quick as they would be to hit a dude you know won't hit you back?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
818-514-1202. In this day of the hyper aggressive female, this has become the problem. There were rules for this. There were rules.
And 60-year-old artists grew up in them rules.
Exactly.
But you don't hit me.
And that's why. Remember when they were arguing? That's why he said, "I'll get my daughter to come up here and handle you." Because he said, "I won't do that to you."
Dre, you stupid.
That's all I'm saying. It's that type of problem that we have with this society. You have it absolutely right. You cannot. I'm sorry, ladies.
Wow, Drea's a tripping.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She said, "I'm so glad I'm a woman. If I was a man, there would be a lot of women with whooped asses I'd be in jail."
And I'm serious. I got a friend who says the same thing. Like, I couldn't be a dude because I don't see how y'all just take it and walk away. Like.
Right, and that's what this chick was playing. That's what she was trying to put him in that bag. So when I push him, yeah, he's on the job. He's not gonna do anything.
But that's a problem when you. But see, that goes back to what I say: media and a whole bunch of other things. We get this mindset that we can say and do whatever we want to whomever we want. We get big bad and just start spitting just stupid stuff. But the problem is when women antagonize men, now you're opening up a whole nother door.
Let me ask you this: in the new millennium, in the 21st century, we have an age now where we have the female superheroes every bit as strong as the male superheroes. Mm-hmm. We've got in the movies, we got women who are quick to fight a dude, and we're talking action movies where the women get it in and do the martial arts and do all the fighting just as much as a dude. So when we keep sending these messages out there that the sexes are supposedly equal in this regard, why don't you expect that this whole rule about men not hitting women is slowly going to go away?
Hmm. Very, very good point.
I think my man, I can't think of his name right
but
now.
But that brings another thought to mind too. And I'm not trying to call anybody out, but it makes me wonder about more masculine lesbians, okay?
Oh,
who look and dress, not like, like I said, no disrespect,
wait,
not, none
no,
whatsoever.
No. You can't. Wait,
none
I got
whatsoever.
Breath.
I love everybody. Okay?
No, no, you're right.
But it just makes me think about that. Okay, for those who want to look the part, talk the part, walk the part, like the ones we saw this weekend over in Popeyes. We ain't gonna get into that though.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
But you want to have this image that, you know, you're a guy, you're a stud, you know, you come off as being masculine. But if you get in a situation where you go toe-to-toe, imano a mano with a real man, now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now I can what? Take every mind. Let me tell y'all a little story real quick. 818-514-1202. I used to work at a transportation company, and I was a dispatch manager. I was in charge of the local inbound.
Kim, you stupid. I'm sorry. I saw Kim.
Oh. I was in charge of the local inbound freight, and there was this other female, one of the lesbian that I want to be a man type lesbian that you was talking about.
Okay.
Who worked the outbound freight. And one night we had a real bad storm, and the power went out for like 2 hours.
Okay.
So when the power goes out, the freight still has to move, but you have to write, you have to physically write down everything.
Okay.
So when the power came back up, we had to physically input all this data back into the computers.
Okay.
So the computer tracking can start tracking all the freight. Well, some stuff that comes inbound locally, I have to put in first before it can be processed to go outbound nationally. Some stuff
okay.
that comes in out from national got to get put in first before I can send it out locally.
Okay, makes
so
sense.
during the course of this thing, we're putting this stuff in. We're moving as diligently as we can. She can type. I can't. I'm doing the best I can. I'm moving at a decent clip, but I guess I wasn't moving fast enough for her. So we started having these collisions in freight on a digital level. In other words, she'll try to put something in and the computer will reject it because I haven't dealt with it yet.
Okay.
Or I'm doing something and trying to do it and she
okay.
ain't dealt
I'm
with
always.
It yet, right? So she's getting frustrated. So she start saying stuff to me and I'm like, excuse me, I'm like, well, you know, hey, I'm moving as fast as I can. Just be cool. We gonna get through this. I know it's a little hectic. We're going to get through this. And after a while, she start, hey, MF, you need to move. And I'm like, whoa. Number one, I'm not speaking to you like that.
Don't
speak to me like that. Slow down. I know we almost done. We going to get this. And she threw her papers down, walked up to me like, if you don't get your ass in gear, I'm going to kick your ass.
Have the leg,
yeah,
Hogan.
And I was, and first off, she's all of 5'4".
Don't matter.
And that's when I was like, okay, hold on, whoa. And then I got into it with my boss because he wanted to step into it after I done said, whoa. Number one, you a woman. Stay a woman. I know you think you a man. You're not a man because I will take you out in the back of this building and I will kick your ass like a man. And that's when all of a sudden, now they want to say something. Now, they done seen her talking off the cuff for a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, stay a woman, because you don't want to do what you're asking for. And now they want to get into it now. Like, hey, man, don't talk to her like that. Whoa, number one, you should have been getting on your girl before she came over here talking reckless. If you're a woman, be a woman. If I'm a man, I'm going to be a man. And as a man, I shouldn't talk to a woman co-worker or a female in any type of in another way that I might talk to a dude, especially on the job. There's a certain protocol that I think should be followed, and you should stick to that. But these women who like to talk tough to dudes, it's not a good idea. It's not.
It
can
really
get you. You're painting people into a corner to where bad things can happen.
Yeah, and you never know when somebody's going to snap. This man has been doing that job for 22 years,
yep.
And I'm sure he's encountered a myriad of
different yep.
situations.
And
now, I don't see him tripping off bus fare unless this is something, like I said, she was a current rider on this bus.
Mm-hmm.
So he already had a peg. She probably had excuse after excuse after excuse,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case may be. You push this man to his limit. You know, number one, talking to me like you crazy is not going to get you anywhere.
Yep.
I think he was being nice for even going back and forth with you because he was trying to blow you off while you buying time so you can ride on this route till you get to your job, and then you walk off the bus talking shit. All right. Oops. Sorry. Yeah, well, you know. Whatever.
Go ahead.
But anyway, so she got the foo fop.
She got the foo fop.
She got the Biff Zonk and
she all got
the
all
other
of that.
Batman balloon graphics that come up when you watch the 60s Batman.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
And she had
That's
it.
Something I could have got.
You're right. Yep.
Bam. Boom.
Biff Zonk.
I mean, like I said, I
comes
I,
up with that shit anyway.
I
know she saw stars, but that's what she gets. As far as I'm concerned, that's what you get. You lucky he didn't step a mud hole in your ass.
Oh, he didn't have to.
He threw off the bus.
But she got right
you know
back
what,
up.
You
then
know
she
what
came
you
back
need
on
to
him.
I got to give it to her. I got to give it to her. She can take a punch because I thought he hit a reset switch.
Yeah,
I thought he shut her computer down.
She swelled up.
I think, you know what it was? Her adrenaline kicked in after that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
She was out because when she got, after he got her back on the bus, because that whole you want to act like a man speech proved, because she had, dude was down there slapping her face like, get up, baby. All right, are you cool? Yeah, let me get a 6-piece, hold the mouse off. Like, she was nowhere near that bus no more.
No more.
She was somewhere else right there. And
I
she woke up asking, yeah, where the matches? Happy birthday, Keith. Like, that's how she woke
right.
up. So, she got what she, hey, like everybody says, you got what you asked for.
818-514-1202. How y'all feeling about this?
My,
Drea says she stunned her when she popped back up. I was stunned.
Yeah.
When she got back on the bus, because I thought she would have sat on the curb and contemplated her life at that point.
Because when dude went back, like I said, adrenaline kicks in. And the next day, saw it all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm just talking about that punch. I thought that punch would have put her.
Yeah. You know what she needs?
I thought it was a Popeye punch. I thought I expected her to fly out of the roof of the fucking bus. Oh,
there you
and
go.
Then to fly to the moon.
But you know what? Here's the
thing.
Saying. I didn't see her get back on the bus before I knew it. Next thing I know,
she crawled
on the
bus.
Ground. Right.
She crawled it like, sir.
Where the hell did she come from?
Sir, can I please have my North Face jacket, sir? I need that. That's important to me right now.
The top of the blood running down.
You got me effed up. My jaw swollen.
Yeah, I do have you effed up, don't I? Yeah, I won't be the same no more. You have multicolors now.
No, he checked that chance.
He checked.
I
want to
play that black in slow motion. We got to do that.
Yeah, and he bopped, and she looked up like, oh, look at
on
the girls.
She was looking like she was about to say
the pretty colors.
She was looking like she was about to start saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I see the
like,
Big Dipper and
right.
Orion's Belt.
Right. Ever see that one where Daffy Duck was boxing the Crusher? No, Mommy, I don't want to go to school today. I want to stay home and bake cookies with you.
I'm just... It's that line. I love it, though.
I love it.
Right now... that you going to jail now should be everybody's slogan. Just to remind, hey ladies, if you hear that now, run. If you hear that in the club, just run.
That's spinach music.
Oh,
that's spinach
you
music.
Going to jail now.
Like if
and
I hear that now,
and he said it and was turning the bus to the curb at the same. Oh, you're going to jail now.
Like
you hear the air brake.
We pop these brakes. All right.
But what got me was
lesson one, get your dukes up.
You said it 2.5 times.
What got me now is I could be in Cleveland and I could see dude bus coming. If he opened that door, I'm like, hey, make sure that fare's in hand. Here's a little something extra for your troubles, sir. I know you're going through something. And I would be nowhere near the front of that bus right now.
What's up, grown? So, yeah, we did discuss how she endangered the riders on the bus earlier.
Yeah, we way past all the serious
talk.
Where
you
we going in now. Nah. We just straight clowning her now. Nah.
She's retarded.
It's all good.
Well, if she wasn't retarded then,
she's
retarded now.
She's a fluff now, yeah.
She's
fluffing now.
Keaton, excuse me, can you please give me more soup juice? She drinks soup juice now.
Poe Dummy.
Oh, my God.
Poe Dummy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, hun, and Hester can be together.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah. I call Mr. Hester from the Bears shit for brains. I do.
Whatever. Hester, the ball run. That's all we need.
That's all he needs to know.
It's ball run. Not backwards. It took us 3 years to get him to stop running backwards. Whatever.
Devin Hester, yes.
Hester, catch ball, go. That's what he says in interviews, literally.
Shit for brains.
Hester, how you getting all these returns? Hester, catch ball, go.
Yep. See, you young. But a lot of y'all out there, you remember McGilla Gorilla? Remember when they taught McGilla Gorilla how to play football and he was killing them until one of them figured out they'll make him trade the ball for a banana?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kim, you might hear anything on here.
Yeah, that thing.
She's talking about your soup juice.
Yeah, soup juice. Yeah, you are drinking soup juice now,
She's drinking it because her mouth is wired.
Yeah, she got that Kanye West through the wire. She's probably listening to that right now. She's listening, and artist is over there writing his Popeye song.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't pay your fare, you'll fly through the air. I'm artist of the stealing man.
That's every time. Every he got it right on cue. Now, every time that you don't got your fare, you ain't got it.
Me poop that. Polar retard. I'm sure she got babies too.
Damn.
Oh.
Look, Garsh.
Right.
All right. Oh my Garsh. I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
Dang. Poe reset.
Oh.
But hey, I tell you what, man. That part of
and the way the ponytail just. Ponytail said, I'm out of here.
It was like an ejected chair. That joker just launched.
On the real. Like, I didn't
If y'all don't
it probably went back to the horse tail that it was on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know
I'm
what?
I'm better off with you.
He's glued now. I'm going to go over there with him. But you are, you're seriously tripping. Like, she didn't even go to look for the. Black women and they hair, and you didn't even look for the ponytail afterwards?
Now, when you get your ass kicked like that,
I've seen women fight, and even after the way, after it's over, girl.
You know how many ponytails
and, you picking your hair
and hair extensions I've just seen in the street?
Yeah.
Just in your regular neighborhood.
But doesn't
street.
That say something
and
about us?
I have an awful neighborhood. It's just like, damn, your brows is just hood.
You said something about
hair
her.
Extensions. I've seen people take their ponytails off at traffic lights, take their wig off and scratch their head at the traffic light.
Why didn't she just ask? Look, amen. You know what? I forgot my wallet today. Can I please? Can someone?
Ain't nothing.
How much is it to ride? How much is it to ride a Cleveland bus? 75 cents.
Nope. Where are you at? Dude, it's three something to ride a bus now.
In Chicago.
Dude, I'm sure
Cleveland.
Dude, put it like this. Gas is like $6 over there in L.A.
Way.
Okay, there you go. So why didn't she ask for 172?
There you go. And because ain't no, it's not hard being that way. It's
she
just no hardness
damn
in that.
Well, she didn't have no money.
But
no,
yeah, she could have asked. She could have, like my pops was saying, man, I would have been like, look, this is stupid. Here's
$2.
Go ahead. Sit down.
Please sit down.
But then again, she probably still would, but they did say she paid her fare. She wound up paying it. And she still was calling dude out his name and roasting him.
So she paid. Why didn't she sit down then?
Because it ain't hard to just. You're not hard if you just sit down. I told you I had it. With your B. And that's what she said.
Somebody gave her that money.
Come on, Nucka.
Probably. But
whatever. When he got out that seat, she said, come on, Nucka. Come on.
But you
she
know,
wanted to go.
Did anybody pay attention to old buddy who was standing directly behind
Orange
vest
driver? With the orange, right.
Yeah,
safety
like,
guy.
Like he's seen her thousand times.
Safety guy, but he was like, I ain't on the clock right now.
He didn't intervene not once. He just got
you know
in the way after old girl pushed.
And that's one thing I would have been like if I rode the bus and I'm safety guy, I'm going to call him safety guy because he had the vest. I'd have been like, yo, artist, man, come on, dude. Like, you know, we need to go. Just sit down. I know, you know, I'd have tried to defuse it. Now, if artists push me out the way and get to it, ain't nothing I can do after that. But before it escalated, I'd have said, Shadia, whatever her name is. Look, man, come on, cool out. Artists, come on, man, push the bus, put your air brakes back
there
on.
You
we got to go.
Get back down, come on.
Now, if artists say, nah, she got to go see the pen, then ain't nothing I can do. If he serves her with uppercut and he serves her with uppercut, then I'm going to be like, now I'd have looked like everybody who was like, come on. Like, and you notice, though, the one thing that got me was the woman, not the girl who got the uppercut. It was other women. Like, how could you do that? That's a female.
That's
and
what
I'm like,
right. That's
I got
what I
you.
Said. You. Then you got
like,
it was funny
but,
when you said it looked like someone sliced your face up. They were laughing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all didn't. But no,
even
like,
after
that.
For it to be worse, it was when it once it got
but
physical.
After that, when she hit him first, nobody, we tend to forget everything that happened before the uppercut.
That's
right.
True.
Right.
That's
we
true.
Just want to focus strictly on the uppercut. Nobody wants to go with him, with her spitting on him. Her pushing her, pushing
scratching
him. And what
him.
If he, the, what if he, she'd have pushed him and he turned and ran y'all into 17 cars?
Exactly.
Then nobody would have, oh, well, this. You should have just, no. We want to focus on, yes. Now, was that a mean uppercut? Yes,
it
was. It
was a mean uppercut.
Did he pose afterwards? He deserved to. But I'm just saying, we're not focusing on, we want to focus on what happened and not why it happened. That's what irritated me the most.
You know, it was funny. When we thought this was a kid, Ray and I was talking about it, and he was like, what if that was your daughter? You know, what if you get that call that was your kid that got hit by this bus driver? How would you react? I said, yeah, I'd be hot. I'd be steaming. But I would want to understand the rationale. Why would a bus driver just hit my kid?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just why would you want to hit? What was the point of you hitting her? I think, you know, I would have enough rationale to try to put that together. I'm still mad. As a parent, I'm still pissed. But once we found out she was 25,
I mean, even if she was 25,
then the story.
Even if she's 25, though, and it's still your kid, you're going to be like, because you
no.
Sorry, no, let me finish. I agree with Candace to an extent. Like, if you're 20, you're my kid, regardless. You're grown. But you're still my kid. Now, if you catch an uppercut like that, like I'm still gonna be like, I felt that because I didn't know the girl and I felt that uppercut. So
yeah.
If that's my kid and I feel it, I'm gonna be heated. But at the same time, I gotta be like, you asked
yeah,
for
whatever.
This.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't gonna be heated. I'd have felt the punch.
I'd have felt the punch.
Can't but when
me,
I
a
see
man, a man,
no,
strong,
if I see my daughter,
your daughter,
if I see my daughter acting that way on the bus, and you're 25, what were you thinking?
That's
what were you?
I feel you. I feel you. But at the same time, your parental instincts will kick in because you're built to protect your kids regardless.
Not at 25
that's true.
And you're
right.
grown
at
25, and you act stupid.
I would have asked the driver, why didn't you just call the police? If she was disrespecting your bus, endangering your passengers, why didn't you just radio your dispatch and have them send the police?
Right.
Now, why are you going to put your hands on her?
I mean, even though I'd agree with him, the whole time, like I said, if that was my daughter,
I wouldn't have pressed charges.
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
but my thing is,
you can't press charges.
My
I'm
thing
just
is,
saying,
if
we
that's my if that's my grown
kid.
Daughter, regardless of the fact, I don't want to see nobody hit my kids. I know they're wrong, and I would be like, look, you're wrong, but I don't want to see nobody give my daughter an uppercut like that. Even though he was right, that's what I'm saying about me being heated. Cause
I got you.
That's a
all right. Now we got 4 minutes left. We're gonna go ahead and get ready to go into our second hour.
Of why it should be legal and why no,
oh, no, we got to go into our second hour. Where I'm about to really
the
get off.
The second hour conversation will be the are you about to get into it, Kennedy?
No,
I'm talking
about the second hour.
Okay.
The topic. I'm
yeah,
right.
The second hour we conversation is going to be something that has plagued us for centuries.
And I'm
goes back
skin
to,
too.
Yeah,
woo.
You know, I'm there with you.
Yeah,
I'm there with you.
Right, self hate.
Yeah, self hate. That whole top team light skin versus team dark skin. Why I'm better than you because I look like Justin Bieber.
Damn.
The whole thing. The whole, but we actually got a bunch of, clips that we're going to get playing. But we work over here at Truth Brothers Radio. Let's just say that. We work over here. And I don't know if we're getting ready to go into the clip. We're about to get ready to go into the clip. So right before the second hour, we want all of our listeners who's hanging in the chat room, who's sitting with us on the phones, take a listen to this clip. Be sure to press your one button on the second half of this hour. Hit them with the clip, man. Truth Brothers Radio.
What? Tell us what your mix is.
I am black and white. I'm biracial.
Okay, so you're black and white, biracial.
Yeah, I only claim the white side.
You only claim the white side?
Yeah. mean, tell me about black people and what they mean to you and how you feel about black people. I don't care for them. I really don't. It's just, I don't care for them for the way they act, the way they talk. They just kind of seem to do their own thing, and they're unpredictable. One minute they can be, you know, themselves, and it's not all black people. It's just mainly inner city blacks that I'm scared to death of. I really
scared of them.
Yeah.
Scared of black people?
Yeah.
In my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use distrust and envy for control purposes. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. On top of my list is age, but it is there only because it starts with A. The second is color or shade. There's intelligence, size, sex, size of plantation, status on plantation, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on a hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, worse hair, more short or tall. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy is stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slave receiving this introduction...
Everywhere we go as black people, we face hatred. Look at it. Look at it. Angel food cake, white people say, is white. Devil's food cake, you say, is black. You wear white to weddings and black to funerals. Black ball, black male. You give us a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale-skinned, buttermilk complexion Jesus in contradiction to the black Jesus with nappy hair in the Bible. Our own babies, according to behavioral scientists, our baby girls, when confronted with choosing between a black doll and a white doll, there has been so much damage done. They choose the white doll and say the black doll is ugly. So racism is everywhere and it's institutionalized. We cannot really be racist because racism is prejudice plus power. Nothing I say up here nor anywhere in the world will impact, stop fronting, will impact on any white folks in this audience, on your job, in politics, in economics, in housing, in the society. We don't have the power to do that, so we cannot be racist.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Yep. This is the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
We are the Truth Brothers.
There you go.
Again, the number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, we have our email address where you can hit any of us up. WeWantTruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
I'm getting it in the chat room, Blog Talk Radio. And it's time to jump into this with both feet.
There you go.
I've been waiting all week
for this. And real quick, let's let everybody know that every comment that was made during that clip was by a black person.
That's right.
Every comment that was made during that clip was by a black person.
Terrible.
Tragic.
Tragic.
But, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just get into this, man. I'm not even going to waste time coming in with jokes or whatever the case may be. Being a person of fairly dark skin, proud of my skin color. I love my skin color. I personally want to say that I feel as if we tend to not want to respect the fact that
we're all black. It doesn't matter what shade you are, what nationality you are. Well, kind of the nationality does matter, but it doesn't matter what shade you are.
Nah,
you're still
not nationality,
a whatever. I'm just saying you still are black. You're a black person. It's just you consider yourself to be higher than another being or higher than another person because your skin shade tends to be a tad bit lighter than the other. When in all actuality, it's not true. Because when you go fill out the job, now, it has been times where because you're of a shade bit of lighter skin, but when you go fill out a job, if the man that runs the place don't like black people, he don't like black people. You could be purple or yellow.
That's
he
right.
He don't like black people.
Look, when that cop chooses you,
yeah,
because you in your Mercedes and he don't think you should be there, he's not going to come up to you and say, oh, I didn't know you were so light. Move along.
Right. He's not going to lighten up on the beating due to your shade. That's all I'm saying.
But well, he might make it a little more intense the darker your shade.
Yeah.
No.
You think Rodney would have liked him? Rodney would have called if he was Trey Song's color?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm a little jaded, and we'll delve into that.
You know what? And I understand that a lot of times, I think it's more with women that, you know, that light skin versus dark skin thing.
Yeah,
it's more with women.
You know why? Because stupid people will come up to a beautiful dark skinned woman and say, "Oh wow, you're so pretty to be so dark."
Yeah,
I
say that dumb mess.
Beautiful black woman, but she looks better red.
That's
an actual quote. That's that. It happened. That was actually a quote from a rapper.
Wait, what
did
you
say? Beautiful black woman. I bet she looked better red. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Who said it?
Lil Wayne.
Jerk.
And who actually he got into it with someone at a back at one of his video shoots.
That's right.
Where one of his rappers under his Young Money label walked into a room and saw a bunch of gorgeous black women, and the rapper said, "Man, you guys are all same thing you said. You guys, you're beautiful to be dark." Lil Wayne quoted that quote that I just said, and the lady was like, "You know, I found offense to that. Like, what? We're not supposed to be beautiful because we're dark skinned." She said, "How can you say that when you have a dark-skinned daughter?" And Wayne said, "The difference between you and her is my daughter's a millionaire." And
yes,
fact,
he did.
Yeah, he said that.
Yes, ignorance he did. But we'll run out and buy every damn copy of his CDs.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And a lot of times, you know, and the fact that he said that, and he said the reason, that'll be the only dark child I have. I have a daughter with a Mexican. I have a child with an Asian just because I wanted her to have nice hair. Too bad we had a boy. Like, he
wow.
Yeah, he said all that.
Wow.
But
and
do you
see guys, how and you guys will let your kids listen to this idiot. You guys are running download and buy CDs of this moron.
That is something else.
That Willie Lynch letter has taken so much effect towards people. To a point, like, shout out to my teacher, Miss Muhammad. I gotta definitely give her a shout out because she put us on to this letter a long time ago. She really put us on to that letter a long time ago. And she asked us, you know, when we were in class one day, do you think that this applies today? And a lot of light-skinned people in that classroom said no, it doesn't apply because they haven't had that effect of somebody walking up to them and saying, oh, man, you're pretty to be light. You know,
yeah, but I would say because it's young kids.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say because they light skinned. Because it's been my experience. I mean, some of your most militant jokers were light skinned, and I don't think it has to do with your shade. I think it has to do with your mind is at the time in your development.
But I believe. But I was the one that said, yeah, I believe it is taking effect.
Yeah, I got you.
But the fact is that because. I believe that if you've never been through something, how can you say it's taken effect? It has not affected you.
No,
to
you
me,
just don't know it affected you.
Or to the fact that you've received the better end of that stick when it comes to that.
No, what I'm saying is my whole family is supposedly light skinned. If we gonna go there and they ain't received the better end
what
of
I
nothing.
What I mean by that is,
I know I caught a
pain
love from
mean,
a cop like anybody else.
How many times have anybody? How many times have you seen somebody walk up to somebody and say you're pretty to be light? Have you ever heard somebody say that?
Yeah, we got a clip.
You're pretty to be light skinned.
or, as opposed to being.
Or
you're
like
pretty,
you hear,
you're so
I hear
dark.
More times than ever. You're pretty to be dark. I swear to God, my right
yes,
hand.
I got you.
I've
I
heard
you.
That a girl told me that.
I was in a
you're
store.
You're a handsome dude
I'm,
to be dark skinned.
I'm gonna tell
right.
you. I'm gonna tell y'all a story. I was in Michigan last year with my best friend, her mom, and her aunt. We had went to this little store. And on our way out of the store, I was the last one in the store. They had bought their stuff, and they were leaving out, you know. And I noticed the saleswoman, she was very polite. She was Caucasian, very polite, very nice. But I know she just kept staring at me. And I'm like, you know, and I was just standing there, you know, being polite, and,
right.
you know, minding my own business. And then she was like, you know, I have to tell you, you are absolutely gorgeous. I said, oh, okay, thank you. You know, appreciate it. You know, and she was like, is that all your hair? I mean, you know.
Painful.
You know. Is that all your hair? And, you know, she was just like, you know, she was found herself staring, but then she finally got to, are you a model or something?
Right.
No.
I told you should be.
No, I'm good on that. But, you know, and I remember being as young as 17, you know, going into a Subway store. You know, and young guys working there had to be maybe my age or maybe a year or two older. Same thing. Wow, you're really pretty to be dark skinned.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's offensive. It really is offensive because it's like, are you so self-hated? I mean, we're out because, I mean, no matter what, when you go fill out that job application, you're going to say you're black. You know, when you run into someone, they're still going to consider you as black.
Yeah, but this one lady said,
all
I'm
skin
not
tone
black
really
whatever,
is
I'm
the
human.
Difference in melanin in your damn skin. That's all it really is.
Yep.
Has nothing to do with anything else. And, I mean, and parents, if we don't teach our kids to be proud of their skin tone as being a black person, period, no matter if they're albino, fair skin, dark skin, blue, black, cool, moldy, black. If you do not teach your children to embrace that from the beginning, we're going to keep
repeating
this
cycle.
There you go. 818-514-1202. Come on. I know y'all got some comments out there, and I know some of y'all have had to deal. Well, no, I think every black person had to deal with this in one way, shape, or form.
And I think that the problem is, the reason is we suffer from this is because we've been taught on shown on your TVs that this is what beauty is supposed
that's right.
to look like.
Yes.
If you don't look fit this mold, you're beautiful. I've seen some
that
of the
nose has to be so thin.
You know what I'm saying?
Them lips better be the slices of bologna.
Sorry.
Yeah, and you're taught that your figure should look this way, your hair should look this way, and
true.
If you haven't seen the promo we put up today, so many celebrities, which it kills me that so many celebrities are going through the machine to become the image that they want you to be to a point where. You have little dark-skinned girls who look up to people like Beyonce, Rihanna, and all these other people. Well, Beyonce mainly, because Rihanna, like, whatever, but we'll go to that later. But you have little girls who follow Beyonce from Destiny's Child until Jay-Z. And
right.
Destiny's Child Beyonce is not Beyonce with
today,
Jay-Z.
Right.
Check your skin tone, check your hair, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But Beyonce went from, like to me myself, I have no preference when it comes to skin tone or whatever. I go with the person. But some of the most beautiful women to me are dark skinned. Like, I feel Kelly Rowland is a gorgeous woman.
No doubt.
Like,
no doubt.
She's
I mean,
gorgeous.
For
me,
it's just the individual. If that individual term,
right.
I don't care. I've dated light skinned women. I've dated dark skinned women. I'm married to a dark skinned woman.
Right.
I love my chocolate. That don't mean nothing to me. I want the black is black.
Exactly.
And I've been raised to believe that. I've got cousins who are light-skinned. I've got cousins who are dark-skinned. They're my cousins. I don't differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, oh, God, you're so pretty because you're light-skinned. It doesn't matter. It's that person. And
right.
there's ugly dark-skinned people, and there's ugly light-skinned people.
Right.
There's ugly people in the world. We just have to live with it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's crazy because I went to places, you know, with my cousins. Same thing. I have light. All of my cousins mainly are white. I mean, not white, but light skin.
Right.
And you know, they light skin with brown eyes. So I'm just saying, like, a lot of people seem to just look at that and be like, oh man, he's light skin, and he has the eyes to a point where it's like, y'all just find that it's just we don't understand what true beauty is. True beauty does not come from an outside skin color.
Okay, and as we're saying that, we're all sitting here, and we all know we've come into some level of knowledge and all of that. Now let's go back a little bit. Let's go back a little bit, and we all had to go through a little bit of I won't even say self-hate, but a little bit of the world programming, especially when you were a child. Did you see a difference in it? Did you believe something when you were a kid that you know better than to now?
Nope.
Really?
You know what? The way
I've always loved my
The way I say it is
nope.
Because I have seen that people would always, like, I've had people say, or I've seen people say, man, I like light-skinned women because this is, to me, this is what beauty should look like. I just, like, guys will say, I've never found an attractive dark-skinned woman because by me hearing that consistently over and over and over, there was a period where I was like, well, man, that must be right. There can't be no dark-skinned beautiful women. And besides, I mean, you don't look at your mom and say, oh, you know, you look at your mom like that's your mom, or you look at your dad like that's your dad. You don't say that those are gorgeous people or whatever like that, but you don't tend to want to be with them. And in this case, it wasn't a stint until I understood and started reading and understanding what was going on. Like, yo, there are. And then I actually saw, it's been times where I've saw beautiful dark-skinned women that I would pass the beautiful one up to talk to an average light-skinned woman.
Hmm.
There was a time of that before I actually realized, like, this don't make sense. And she's, like, you tend to believe that the lighter you are, the better you would be equipped with a person. And, nah, like, she's crazier than some of the dark-skinned women I've seen. And I've seen, it doesn't matter your complexion. It's the person. You got crazy dark-skinned women. You got crazy light-skinned women. You got great dark-skinned women. You got great light-skinned women. It doesn't matter.
You got great women. I mean,
yeah, I'm just,
you know, some, I mean, even some black women trip me out because they'll try to put you in that trick bag. Look, I don't date white women. Just don't do it. But that don't mean that there's not beautiful white women out there. And if you acknowledge that, that doesn't mean you're turning on black women.
Right.
I'm just saying, yeah, there's beautiful white women out there, but that don't do it for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Black women
and
do it for me.
You know, and the thing about that is people tend to just take it. If you love black women or you're being pro-black, you're being anti to every other race, which is not true. Me being pro-black does not make me anti-white. But we got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is ripped, seeking what will transmit, describe and apply for transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back on the topic of skin tone, light skin versus dark skin, which I really don't even want to say that because, I mean, we're all black, you know, but, you know, we're trying to get down to the bottom of this issue. And we actually got an email from one of our avid listeners, Miss Ashley Mills. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I because it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stick to the script since it does relate to the topic tonight. She states that skin tone complications of the past still afflict the psyche of present-day America. Studies say that mixed-race people are socially placed now below whites, but ahead of blacks, and another study reveals that dark-skinned black women are given stiffer prison sentences than lighter-skinned counterparts. Even with jobs, employers prefer light-skinned black men to dark-skinned men, regardless of their qualifications. Light-skinned black males can have only a bachelor's degree and typical work experience and still be preferred over a dark-skinned black male with an MBA and past managerial positions. But when it's not mainstream society, code word for Caucasians, it is people within our own community making light of our historical pain. And ain't that the truth?
Beautiful comment.
And she, you know, and she made a comment which I even see in my own job. You know, where I work, I am probably the darkest sister who works there.
At the G Network. The darkest sister that works here. Yeah,
I'm the only sister that works. The only woman that works here. But no, my actual 9-to-5 job, and you know, and I listen to people around there, you know, and they'll be having conversations like, yeah, and my sister, you know, dark as she is, right over there. And I'm like, you know, they'll have those little conversations, and you know, we work with Caucasians too, you know, and. Unfortunately, I feel personally, and I'm not going to name where I work, but if there really is a house nigga and field nigga mentality there.
There you go.
It really is. And you know, I find myself having to constantly make my blackness known and let them know that I'm comfortable in my skin. Ever since I was a little girl. I've always been when back in the 80s where I hate to say it, but light skin was in, you know. And
why do they say that?
You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you something.
Black
when I was young, I was I had very very long hair.
Right.
And my cousin Charisse, what's up, Charisse? If you're listening, used to braid French braid my hair, you know. And I remember being in school saying, "You're so pretty. You got all that pretty hair, and it would be so just man. If you were light skinned, you really." What?
If you was white.
What? If I was light skinned?
You gotta be so cursed with your color.
You know, I love my color.
That's
you
what
know,
it is. That's
I,
what they're coming at you with.
But I watch TV. Let's even take it to another level. Commercials.
Yep.
Why is it, and I'm about to get pissed off here. Why is it every time you see an African American on commercial, they always got the kinky, knotty hair? Every time. Or the dark skinned woman has to be 3 tons and look like a booger bear.
Yep, but go ahead. Kat.
You don't ever see that.
Clean, baby.
Hold on. but you feel what I'm saying? Every time, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me, do a little study, do a little homework, watch the commercials.
Yep.
Every black woman that you see,
you killing justice in them.
Hey. Every black woman that you see looks like a mugwump.
Matter of fact.
And it's just like we all don't look like that. Why do you constantly portray us like that? Why do you constantly, we wear our hair, everyone that I know, you know, wears different hairstyles. Some wear weaves, some wear short fro, some wear, have relaxers, some have natural wavy hair. I mean, it doesn't matter, but, you know, it's how they have this stigma of us. Where they just want you to look the way they want you to look or how they want you to be portrayed. And it irritates the hell out of me.
The paper bag rule.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're dark,
you know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, the Super Bowl commercial for the Acura this year, the one that had Jerry Seinfeld and Jay Leno fighting over the new Acura, they had a memo that came out. The salesman was going to be black. The salesman at the Acura dealership was going to be black. And they told him they wanted a light-skinned black person. They didn't want a dark-skinned black person.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? I really think they feel more intimidated with the darker skin.
They want someone who looks non-threatening, someone that does not look like they will jack you and take your wallet and run. And I noticed that in my own job.
Yeah, I mean, I really do. The darker you are, they make it seem like the darker your complexion, you're closer to being evil. And
No, I'm not laughing at you. Justice, Jill Squad has been looking quite tasty lately.
What is up with Justice, Bill?
He's right, though. Yeah. I might go bath salts on Jill Squad.
Lord have mercy.
But I will go bath salts on Erica Badu. I would go
bath salts on Lord. See? Yeah. Right.
Have mercy.
Yeah, beautiful black woman.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell a little story.
Here we go.
No, this is when I was in fourth grade. I was in fourth grade, and I liked this little girl across the aisle from me. Right?
What was her name?
I forget her name.
Let's name Akeisha.
We'll name Akeisha.
I like that.
But she was dark-skinned little sister. Nice, funny, and I had a little crush on her. And I wrote how you wrote those little notes? Would you go
like
with
me?
Yes or no? Right.
Yeah.
And I sent it. And it came back with the yes, and I'm like, cool. I'm in fourth grade. I don't know what to do after that. I said,
still don't know what to do.
Right. After the class found out we go together, all of a sudden, I start getting roasted by everybody because how can you go with that black girl, that African booty scratcher? And it
was absolutely
terrible.
That was the word, African booty scratcher. Even to this day, if you love your people tend to, like, why would you love black people? Like, black people would say, why would you love black people?
Right.
To a point of where, like, dude, I got somebody that, anyway, long story short, this person that I was dealing with, I love black people. I love black people. I love proud black people. Our justice must be cut.
Yeah, justice is
but
that's all right.
To a point of where the person I got with knew that I liked black people.
Right.
They were like, I don't understand why you're doing. Like, they're so Eurocentric. They have these European type mentalities.
You know what?
To
but
a point
your program.
Where they be like, yeah, that's
your
program. But why get with me? That's what I was saying. Like, why get with me? You know this is not how I roll. Go ahead, Candace.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking at the time here. I want to get some of our listeners in on this.
Yes.
I want some people to call in. Let's talk your thoughts.
818-514-1202.
I want to get some people in on this. I don't want to just, we've been on our soapbox for a minute. I really want to hear what's going on. Caller, you're on with
Truth Brothers. Yeah, we got one. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Mona again.
That's what's up. What's up?
Okay, let me quote something that one of our callers called in and said. He said that white people are not happy unless they can see something of them in us, which equals light skin. So let me say this. There is power in our darkness. They are very intimidated by that.
You better.
And let me tell you the best kept secret. White people love and are obsessed with everything that is black. Our coolness, our music, our dance, our history, our anatomy. And we need to wake up and unite. Black is beautiful. I love my black people. And I did a post on Facebook and where I said that black people are the most people in America. And this black girl commented, why are African-American people the most hated? And I was so appalled that she would even ask that question. I couldn't even respond.
But you know what, Mona? I'm going to say this. A lot of that has to do with conditioning and lack thereof.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, like I said earlier, I don't think there's enough parents really telling their children that they're beautiful
that's
in the
right.
skin that they're in.
Yep.
I really don't. And that's why they turn around and they buy the Caucasian dolls, which they can't identify with. But they watch TV, they see everything that's portrayed as beautiful and can't find it within themselves.
Look who, like you were saying, look who runs your television station. Look
you know
who,
what I'm saying?
Look why they'll ship you. They'll ship you $50,000 white baby alive, but only ship you 50 dark skinned baby alive.
It's not
people. There's no coincidence to this. They want you to love them, but it's what's amazing is they spend money to look like us. They go
Thank
get a
you.
Tan.
Thank
They
exactly.
go get their hair extended. They get their hair dyed.
They get the Botox.
They do everything it takes to look like us.
Yes.
So which means
yes.
that people understand your gods, understand your goddesses, understand that you're kings, understand that you're queens, understand that there's a reason they hide your history from you.
Yes, Lord.
There's a reason they don't tell you why you're here. It's the reason they put their culture on you. This is not our
yes.
culture. We're not taught to believe this.
Yes.
But because you and you're not doing nothing by recycling the cycle, by forcing the culture that was brought onto you by your grandfather to your grandmother to your mother to now you're passing on to your kid. You're doing nothing but reiterating the cycle. Break
preacher
the cycle, people.
Preacher.
But we got to take another quick break. We'll be right back with Quick Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm pissed off. I'm tired of taking breaks.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm dark skinned, like, I'm not black. I'm Dominican and Cambodian, and black people get on my damn nerves. I'm not even joking because you know what? They're mad ignorant. Like, that is very true. They are very ignorant people. Like, they do not care about nothing but themselves. They're selfish, they're ignorant. And I would never date a black boy. I would never have a black girlfriend because they got that bad hair. Both of them. And, you know, it's not me just being, that's not me being racist. This is me being real. Because, I mean, we have him right here and then him right there. He's on a Toshiba. When my little white homeboy is going to be on the mat trying to make a song with me, trying to get me rich, you know? Like, not trying to be about something that's corny in the library at school.
Black girls are just busted. Like, the light-skinned girls look so much better because, like, I don't know. Like, when you see a dark-skinned girl, you think crusty. When you see a light-skinned girl, you think, like, oh, my gosh, she's beautiful. You know, like, when you see a dark-skinned girl, you see, like, crust, dirt, ass, but they're all just so disgusting. Like, but when you see a light skinned girl, it's like they're all beautiful. I mean, you can see I know it's hard to say, but an ugly light skinned girl, but they're all so beautiful.
Light, hey, right, get it together, you know, brown skin, please don't know.
About self-hated and why are we pitting the light-skinned against the dark-skinned? Don't we all understand that black is black?
And to finish off something I was about to say before we took the break last minute, the fact that we've been taught this, man, is like we got to understand that the clip we just played was all children. which means that ideal, those ideas and everything were passed down to them. Children's minds are not are molded. They're not given, I mean, they're given certain things, but you have to mold a kid's mind, which means he had to have seen this. People had to have said things around them to a point where you don't even want to embrace the fact that you're black. You want to embrace every other culture, which is crazy to me. You embrace your Asian, your Indian. I got Indian in my family, or let me Native American in my family. I have all of these other things in my family to a point you don't want to embrace the black or the African or whatever you want to call it. You don't want to embrace that part of your culture because you're taught to believe it's dirty. People, ask yourself this one question. You're allowed to embrace. They don't tell you to hate another. They don't tell you to hate the Mexican part of yourself. They don't condemn you for hating the Chinese part of yourself. And Tiger, when Tiger went to the Masters, they say, "Hey, I hope." They didn't say, "I hope he don't bring rice to the Masters for the
dig
dinner."
That.
I hope he don't bring chicken and watermelon to the Masters.
And his father teaching him all that golf. And then he got on Oprah and said he was Kablazian. He just made up some crap.
Yeah, and
he just went out the box and made up some crap he don't want to look in the mirror and see a black man.
Well,
when that white woman went ham on him, the whole world reminded him that he was black as quick as they turned their back on him.
Exactly.
Well, I won't even say all of that. I would like to say, you know, the open minded part of me would like to say he wanted to acknowledge his Asian, the Asian part, you know, from his mother.
He could say black and Asian.
You know.
Right.
Right.
Well, he could say I'm a black man, but I embrace my Asian heritage. But he knows when he gets pulled over. He grew up in Compton.
But,
I
you know, I saw parts of Tiger's young childhood. Tiger, he grew up in Compton, but he really was never really around black people from what I've seen his story. Tiger never
That's
really.
On Pops.
Yeah, it is.
That's
but,
Pops.
The thing about it is, Pops, did he tell him he was black? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure
that,
he did.
That
but,
tells you where Pops' head is at.
People, call in 818-514-1202. I want to hear from some of everybody. Black, dark skin, light skin.
Black, white people
anybody,
too. Anybody. Yes, everybody.
Everybody, please call in. I really want to hear this. Let's talk it out.
Yep. 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
Hey, this is Kim again, you guys.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, first I want to say that it is so sad that we are at 2012 and we're still having this conversation.
It won't end. It's no end to it, unfortunately.
That is a sad, sad fact.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to say is that I was taught early on to embrace my blackness, okay? My mother, my father, my grandmother, my uncles, big components in our blackness and who we were and what we stood for. And I'll never forget, because my mother's very fair. My father's dark, but my mom's fair. I'll never forget, my mom took me to school one day, and back in the mid-60s, there was a lot of white folks that lived in Carson still. And my friend was a white girl, and she saw my mom, and she says, "Who's that lady that brought you to school?" I said, "That's my mom." And she goes, "Oh, that can't be your mother. She's too light. Maybe you're adopted."
Wow.
Jay was wrecked off of that, right? Couldn't wait to get home and ask my mom, "Mommy, are you my real mother?" And she said, "What? Are you my real mother? Because my friend said you could not possibly be my mother. You're too late." So she had to sit me down and explain the situation of, you know, we all come in various shades.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm even black. You ain't even black. We're brown. Mm. And we come in various shades of brown. You happen to be a darker brown. I happen to be a lighter brown. But we're all brown people. Okay?
Yeah.
That's one. You know, tell that little bitch.
There you go.
That's right.
Get her cream and weed ass out of my face.
Father, who is dark, and that's where you took your coloring from.
Yeah.
Okay. But the thing was from even
up as far as maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I'm with my mom, and I was living in Long Beach, and this my neighbor, little white lady, is running behind my mother hollering for this lady named Estelle, who happened to be a Mexican and who happened to be our landlord at the time.
Okay.
And she's going, Estelle. My mom's just walking on, and she goes, Estelle, do you hear me calling you? So I turned around and said, are you calling her? She said, yes. I said, that's my mom. I said, mother? Yeah, that's not no little Mexican lady. That's my mother right there, Your Honor. You know, did not even take into consideration. This woman is walking with me and a young boy, holding hands, walking down the street. She didn't take that into consideration at all. Okay.
Right.
It is the fact that we separate ourselves by color. I mean, we're already separated by so many different things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the whole divide and conquer slave mentality. Yeah, that's what it is. It's the lynch letter. It's the whole thing. It has controlled you for, he said, only 300 years. It's going beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Hey, and see, what you made a statement about Lil Wayne, I read that on somebody's post. He, Neo, and a couple of other
Kevin Hart said something like that.
Soulja
Boy, all these cats.
Yes, and I was appalled because, number one, I don't even buy that shit. I don't listen to music. But you guys are giving propaganda to this bull. What in the heck? You guys are in a platform where you can make a difference.
Yep.
And you're not using it for the positive, for the enlightenment, for the uplifting. Y'all killing it.
And even if not for the public, for your own kids.
For your own babies.
If you don't care about yourself.
Getting hated over here.
If you don't care about yourself.
You hating your mama when you make that statement.
Thank you, mama,
when you're making that statement. Ruthie, you're hating on her ass too.
Yes.
But the thing is, if you don't care about yourself, if you don't care about what you bring into the table, you don't care what you tell people.
Then you ought not procreate.
But if you don't care, you're going to do what you want to do.
If he's taught to believe,
and this is what's crazy, Wayne might have been taught that, man, light-skinned baby,
Wayne has been
cute,
in this as
but
a child,
that's what I'm saying.
Too. Right.
Right. If he believes, like most other slaves believe, that the lighter you are, the better you are, you're going to find, oh, man, if I have a kid, I'm going to make sure he is light as possible. So I'm going to get with the lightest person that I could possibly get with.
And that's a joke, too.
Yeah, but it's the idiot's mentality.
Yep.
It's that whole house Negro, field Negro mentality.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I could get to the big house like Sister Jones in there.
But
like,
I'm telling you. It's scary, it still goes on today because it's modern day slavery. Bottom line, and I'm off, is this.
As far as the white man is concerned, we all niggas.
Yeah.
Oh,
He just treats some of the Negroes better.
No matter.
It's not like you treat them better. It's the fact that, and first off, thanks, Kim, for tuning in, man. We really appreciate that, and hope you stay with us. It's not the fact that he treats them better. He makes the house Negro feel that you're better than the other Negro.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he treats you better. He makes you feel like you're better than the other person.
And the way we treat one another. The way we treat one another
is
so low down and rude and just... We love to debase one another. I mean, first off, that's America's thing.
Mm-hmm.
America always wants you to, they tell you who to idolize, and then they tell you who to step on.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, and unfortunately the kids now, have gotten into this thing where they don't believe race matters.
Yeah.
We have bought into that because we went out of the 90s. We went out of the 90s with this Black Power movement. And went right into, no, it ain't about that. It's all about let's be gangster and let's party. And they pacify you. Every time you start getting conscious,
mm-hmm.
they pacify you with partying,
mm-hmm.
drugs, and now the gangsterism.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Real quick before we go to this caller, let me ask you this.
You don't see the Jews going against the Jews like that. You don't see the Chinese going against the Chinese like that. You don't really see a lot of Mexicans going against the Mexicans like that.
But they do. But they do.
But the thing is, black on black crime is publicized because you want to say, look at these Negroes.
Well,
look at how
but we
get Negroes.
Some shit
yeah.
to look at.
Right. That's everybody gets everybody gets
right. But everybody right. But you got to remember, this is why they give you this, and this is why it's so important to keep you pitted against yourself.
Exactly.
Because your money doesn't rotate within your community.
Exactly.
Because you are the disposable income. You are the grease that makes this country run.
And
if you ever wise up and start dealing with yourself and start rising yourself up, that's going to divert funds. Now, where is it diverting the funds from? It's diverting funds from the mainstream who is living off your money.
Exactly, dude.
Who is living off your money. Hillfinger made a knot off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cristal made a knot off of you. Cadillac made a knot off of you. But when a lot of these companies like that, like I just mentioned, found out that you were one of the main movers and shakers in their product, they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And a lot of people lost their like Hillfinger when he went and said that crazy thing on
That's
Oprah.
Right.
A lot of people was like, "Nah, I'm good." You feel
That's right.
Call?
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the caller, man.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh shoot! I forgot I pressed one.
Well, there.
My bad.
That's all right.
That's
all right.
I threw my phone and it hit the one button.
There it is.
Oh my god.
Like that.
Oh, stop it.
Help
I was
me out,
trying to work.
I'm so hot over
you know
here.
What? You know what? And I was just saying to Mona, because you know my team and I, we talk all the time during the day on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just telling Mona, I said, "Girl, you sound like you're gonna bust a blood vessel." And I tell her all the time, I say, I try and be calm, you know. So anyway, on the subject of this light skin, dark skin thing, it just tightens my ass. It really does. Because we have the nerve to allow the media to dictate to us who's better and who's not by
yeah.
the color of our skin.
Yeah.
And it gets on my nerves. And then what happens is that those that are not as light as the next, then they actually their whole self-esteem is in the toilet because of what someone else has told you or someone else has given you worth. And that's why when you and Mona were speaking about, you know, you and Candace and Mona had talked about the job of a parent being able to tell our children you are beautiful no matter what, that's a lot of that. That's why we don't have a likeness for ourselves. That's why we don't have self-worth and self-preservation is because we allow someone else on the outside to tell us who we are and what we're worth.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't even mean to press one, but I got that out. Okay.
Hey, appreciate
I'm
it.
Glad
it
did.
It's crazy what you just appreciate that, Tony, because what's crazy about what Tony just said was I had, honestly, a friend of mine, you know, told me that basically, his baby mom told, well, I don't want to say his baby mom, his kid's mom told him, yo, don't tell your baby they're African. Don't tell them that. Don't tell them the
right,
color of their
right.
skin. They're black. Like, you don't want to give them that because I asked them why. Why wouldn't you want the kid to know that they're black? Because, and the response was because they would be, black people are dirty. And you're black. And I asked them this. I was like, do you consider your, like she said, black people are N-words and
knuckles. And she's black?
She's black, yes. Here's my thing. I asked her, do you consider President Barack Obama a knucker? She says, no. I'm like, so who are knuckers? Like, what's the difference? And she couldn't really give a difference. It's just the brain has been so
corrupted,
right.
been so
to
corrupted.
A point where
yep.
you just, you don't know. You're just known. Talk to if they don't know you and they don't say the right thing to you, then they're knuckers. Now, if you can look at them and they could be in a suit. Well, he's just a knucker in a suit. That's what's crazy. Yeah, Truth Buzz Radio. We're not going to say the N word. We're going to say knuckers.
That's right.
So
yeah. So when y'all start calling and wants to say that, give me some
yeah.
Give
you
want to
say
knucker?
Say knucker.
There you go.
It sounds better.
But yeah, we got another odd caller. 310-503. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Jerry Kelly. What's up, family?
Yeah, I knew that's who it was.
What's up,
the smooth man.
Hey,
what's
hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
I'm heated.
I heard it was heated because we have a lately. We've been having meetings on Facebook. We have daily meetings now. And I looked up and I heard the show was heated, so I just called in to just say hello. But I would say, I'm going to say one thing that I've been saying the last 20 years. Willie Lynch is alive and well today. But one of the problems that we have is what he has put in place. A lot of people don't get it. It's not that hard to figure out. The things he's put in place through slavery, that's why we got the house nigga, the field nigga, and everything else.
No.
Those things were put in place. Ninja. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that works, too.
That works.
Place, that was put in place, and it's still going today.
That's right.
We look up, we say the crab theory. We got to pull them back down when they come in. They about to excel. That was all put in place, and we're the only... Our nationality is the only nationality that has endured that. We have Jewish communities that help one another. Asians help one another. Hispanics, they help one another.
Mm-hmm.
You look in the African-American home, we want to kick our kids out when they turn 18. And right now, today, their ass is not ready.
Nope.
Yep.
That's right.
They got to go.
You send them out.
They got to go because Willie Lynch put it in us back then, and we're still exercising it. You look at Asians. After their kids come back with their master's degree, they move right back in the house until they're about 35 years old. When they move out, they got about $300,000, $400,000 saved up. Ready to excel. We're the only nationality that is not doing it.
Yep, because mama want to live.
And we're losing. And we're
mama
got to
have a fight.
Uh-huh.
You're absolutely right.
And thanks for the call, Jerry. And yeah, you know, here's my thing. I got a question for everybody out there. 1-855-414-1202. We got some callers in the queue that don't have their hand raised. I hope they'll raise it after this. Would you have voted for President Obama if he looked like Wesley Snipes?
1-855-414-1202.
Yep.
Would you? Would have. Because the reason is
I don't give a damn what. If his message was, I'm sorry, Devon.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm sorry. If his message was the same, if his policies were the same, if that was the only thing that was different was his appearance, absolutely.
What do you think the rest of America would have
done?
Here's the thing.
One, look at the relationship we just got out of with the former president. Like it was a joke going around that Bush messed this country up so much that you'd rather have a black man in to run it. Like, that
right.
was a running joke that
right.
was going around. Two, black people would have voted for him regardless because it don't matter the shade. They'd have just said he's a black man running. We got to get that in.
So
I believe that.
You don't think?
I don't believe as far as the black community goes.
Okay.
I believe they would have voted no matter what color he was
because the power of his
black.
Personality would have overrode that
the color
that knucker programming.
Yeah, I believe the fact that even knucker programming, as you put it, would have just kicked out because you would have just been happy to have a black man in
the true.
How you doing?
I got you. Okay.
Now the other half that voted for that helped. Now I want to say other half, but the other percentage that helped get him in because it wasn't just us people. Let's be 100. The other part of the people that brought him
right.
in, I believe they would have because. They brought him in because – I don't know if they brought him in because he's just light enough to be accepted. I believe they brought him in because he personified what you wanted to see as far
okay.
as his
I agree.
Ideas,
no, I agree with
as
you.
As far
I mean,
as change.
You've got some dark-skinned people that was making it in politics. Alan Keyes was all right for a while. I mean, his skin color wasn't his problem. The fact he was an idiot and a nut was his problem. So,
right.
yeah.
Yeah,
I
like
got Herman Cain.
Yeah, I was about
Herman
to ask
Cain
you
made a heck of a run, and he was
if
a moron.
Herman Cain was running against, let's just say Herman Cain was running against Clinton. Do you think black people would have voted for Cain?
No.
Exactly. So
no.
that's what I believe.
And that's because of Cain.
Right.
That's not because of, right. Once Cain opened his mouth.
Exactly.
That
would have. I believe that's what goes into the Barack Obama thing, which I believe his message. The way he came across to people was just, and what he saw, what he quote unquote saw for the country was better than what we just got out of. It's that bad relationship thing. We had a horrible breakup, and this guy looks like Superman, I want to say, but I don't want to put it on him like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just he personified everything we wanted to see after what we just got out of.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, too. What do y'all think out there? 818-514-1202.
Let me tell you what I think. I think we need to have a part two. And so does Justin and a few other people. Because I still haven't even touched the iceberg of what I'm feeling.
But we might
right
have to
now.
Do the 2 hour on this like we did before. We might have to.
We might have to do that. You
okay,
know?
Well, we'll revisit this topic.
We'll definitely have to come.
Well, we still got we got seven minutes left. We got time to get it.
But
we might wrangle it all out right now.
I'm just saying.
Let me ask you this.
You over there?
Well, you know what? I'm sitting here and I'm just going back through the years of all the different things that I've witnessed. Things I've experienced, like with my job, you know, I'm a professional at work all day, every day,
right.
You know, from
right.
how I talk to people, how I talk over the phone. And I cannot tell you, I had this one sister who told me, she was like, yeah, they just going to have you up there. They ain't going to make you the token.
Now, hold on. I'm agreeing with you.
This is a young idiot trying to tell me that I'm going to be a token. You gonna sit there and they joke with this, like, yeah, you gonna sit there and the white lady gonna put you out there and have you doing, you know, trying to be funny.
Get your jiggle.
I said, no, baby, I'm not talking. I said, I'm a professional, there's a difference.
Yeah.
I said, she's like, well, whenever I call up there, you sound, everybody wants to talk to you because you sound like the white lady. No, I sound like a professional.
See, that's
and
another
see, I'll
thing
be on
I
the phone
too.
I'll be on the phone and then sit there at my desk with my big afro puff. Because I love wearing that because that just intimidates the shit out of people.
Right.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm on a roll today. I'm sorry. I'm hot. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just a shame that we have to go through this. It really doesn't matter because you're not respected for the things that you know. You're not respected for the intelligence that you have, the professionalism that you have. You know, it's all about what you look like, who you know. And it's just one of those things that just gets tired.
And it's
okay.
crazy that you said that about the way you sound on the phone, because a lot of people tend to, it's crazy that somebody would say, yo, you sound white. Like anything
Ooh.
Great or
Ooh.
Anything that's supposed to be right or positive, you sound white. Hey, man, why you acting white? Like these are
you
things
know,
that,
yeah, in the library reading books.
Right. Yeah, that's what's, and it's like you're so brainwashed to believe it. Hey, man. You're not supposed to be reading, here's this 9mm, go rob the store.
You know what I'm saying?
That's your culture.
Said that to me one day. My own child. She had to be about 9 then. And I had to quickly
tighten
her. She said, she was like, why you sound white on the phone?
Yeah,
I had to tighten her up real quick. Like,
right.
Oh, no. Real quick. But I couldn't be mad at her. It's just the conditioning.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
the conditioning of her being around her peers
exactly.
and hearing different things, comparing the teachers.
And
because it's not enough. Because it's not enough black teachers, in my opinion. Not enough black teachers, especially in the school district that we live in, you know, that's teaching a predominantly black district, you know.
That's what.
So they get this stigma that, you know, well, if you talk proper, you're talking white.
Mm-hmm.
And that just burns my hide.
You're not saying finna and bouncy.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going the wrong way, sir.
You know
and
what I mean?
It's crazy that we
got a caller.
Yeah. It's crazy you mentioned that because we got to go to the caller. I was going to say something, but yeah, let's get to
okay,
the caller
cool.
before we get out of here.
909, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
We got to go to the caller.
Like backdraft.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening, 909. We appreciate that. But real quick, I wanted to say, it's kind of amazing to me why we believe that anything negative is just part of our culture when we don't come from that. That's where you come from, a nation,
you know,
of thinkers and
mathematicians. But you ain't being fed thinkers
right.
through your entertainment or through the entertainment that you base your culture on.
Right.
Again, when we were in the 70s, when we were supposedly starving for images of ourselves, and the movie company started giving you these movies starring you so you could see yourself on screen and
your
see this.
Black
right. Exactly. What did they give you? And what do we relish right now? They gave you Superfly.
Superfly, soundtrack aside.
Right, I was about yeah.
Soundtrack aside, the movie is one of the worst pieces of garbage ever put on film. It's shot horribly. The plot is just absolutely ridiculous.
But we love it.
But we love it. We were given, again, these kids don't know about movies like a Hero Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich,
mm-hmm.
or
even closer, hit him with The Great Debater.
Or The Great Debater,
yeah.
right.
True.
No doubt. But they know the Mac.
Oh, yeah, Boys in the Hood is the movie. Now, nothing's wrong with that.
Right.
But I'm saying
but
that
they
if
love
you
it
wanna,
for, right.
Yeah, you
but
love it for the
but
wrong
they love
reason.
Menace more than they love
yeah.
Boys.
Scarface.
And there you
we
go.
We idolize
there
Scarface.
You go.
Yeah.
There you
but
go.
But it's just the things that you – and what's crazy is black people say, no, that's the life I want because I see myself in Tony Montana's shoes, which is crazy because Tony Montana isn't you, but you want to
exactly.
be him.
Exactly.
And you'll walk around with a shirt that say the world is mine. You'll walk around with the man with the black and white steel picture of him and put your face in there.
Right.
That's not your culture.
Right. Or when our hip hop artists at first were taking on cultural names and redefining themselves according to blackness, and then next thing you know, everybody want to call themselves Gotti and gangster
uh-huh.
and everything, every type of gangster in the book, we want to call ourselves that, but we didn't want to call ourselves Justice Bourne anymore.
Exactly. I want to call yourself God.
Right?
I'm just honest. And if you walk,
right.
let me just say this real quick before we get out of here. If you walking around with a Roman cross as a chain, something's kind of wrong with you. You need to do your background. But at the end of the day, man, we got to thank everybody for tuning in to Truth Brothers Radio.
Right.
Another great segment. All of our callers, Mona, Tony, Justice in the chat room, Larell in the chat room, my boy Charles from Grown Soul Talk Radio. Thanks for checking in with us, Jerry Kelly. If I missed anybody, I'm sorry. It's hard to do this and talk at the same time. But
I probably ran out of breath.
Oh, no, I rap for fun.
But we
definitely going to have a part two when we do this, though.
Yes,
so.
We are. And next week, Ray will be talking about what
we're
doing.
Because next week we will be getting into the movie massacre and things behind that.
Quit sugarcoating. You're talking about Dukin. Now, we're going to get into James Holmes and all that. We'll get into that next week. We will have a clip up, everybody. So I hope y'all stay safe, man. Have a
this
nice
has
evening.
Been a network presentation. We want to let you know, if you're not listening to The Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.